The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean sends us this very special report.
Welcome to MTV Cribs. Today, we're looking inside my shed. I got a quote from the OPW, 336,000. Abwood, their quote was 700 euro. Let's check it out. Let's just see what's it like inside. Here we go, just opening it up here. So here we go, we're going straight into the shed. Here we are. So we've got lots of bikes in here and a classic car too. There's about, let's count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 bicycles, and then a fold-up bike in the corner there. That's the fold-up bike. So there you go. We did it for just 700 euro.
All right. Okay, 700 quid. Some success there for Henry McKean with his little bike crib in North County, Dublin. And we break down those costs, though, 335,000 euro.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite a lot of money, you know, in anyone's book. And the breakdown of the cost, thanks to Ken Fox, who put in a Freedom of Information request for the Irish Independent. They are 322,282 was spent on the main construction and the installation of the project. Then there was 2,952 was spent for archaeological services, and another 10,816 for quantity surveying services and contract administration services. Not sure what that is. I visited the bike shelter, which has become a bit of a, you could say, not a tourist attraction, but an Irish attraction. People were coming in from all over the place to have a look, to have a kind of gawk at it, because you can see it from the road. And, you know, when you actually do see it in real life, it does blend in. It's very high quality. It's 6-star. But people had, you know, questions about, was it well, you know, tax money, you know, was it well spent? And I even saw a lady in a pink high vis, really bright pink. She was actually at the bicycle shelter and she removed her bike. She wouldn't stop and talk. She just kept going. She looked like $1 million. And most people, Kieran, would not stop and talk to me. I met this angry young man.
You've come down to take a look at the bike shelter. What do you think?
That is a disgrace. There's a house in crisis, 300 grand. On a f***ing bike rack. That's 2 gaffs they could have built.
So they could have built 2 gaffs?
2 houses they could have built for the price of that. They could have got a little shed thing, 40 grand or something, to fit 18 bikes.
And where are you living at the moment yourself?
Cabra.
And are you living out on your own?
No, just with my family, unfortunately.
When do you think you could move out?
I actually work in the property industry and not happening anytime soon. No one's going to be able to buy a gaff. You know what? At least they have a nice bike. They have nice bikes. That's all. Must mean nice protection, but you go around the corner, there's a lot of homeless people. That's all I'm saying.
We're here outside government buildings looking at the new bike shelter. What do you think?
I didn't notice it and I'm fairly underwhelmed.
Do you think it's worth 336,000?
No, I think that's a waste of taxpayers' money. But I don't think it's necessary to have them so sheltered.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's worth it to keep your bike safe, and for the people that ride bicycles, it's good exercise and it's nice to keep their bikes safe, especially if they're expensive bikes, and it's good to shade them from the rain.
So yeah, real mixed views there, Kieran. Really mixed views, Kieran, there from the public. And you can actually hear, Kieran, the anger in people's voices. Personally, I'm even going to say I'm going to call the election for March. People are that cross. It's the small things, you could say, that upset all of us, and a bike shed or a bike shelter, because it's not really a shed, it's more of a shelter. It looks like a sort of large bus stop holding 18 to 36 bikes. And I did actually go to a shed expert, or a shed shop, you could say, or basically a very large shed. And they come in all shapes and sizes. The cheapest one, this particular shop, Sheds Direct, was 400 euro. They were metal, they were wooden, they were all shapes and sizes. The most expensive was 4,000 euro. Here is Sean Conroy from Sheds Direct in Finglas.
So whenever you're ready, if you could introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sean Conroy. I'm the marketing manager here at Sheds Direct Ireland.
Sean Conroy.
Conroy, unfortunately.
Sorry,
not Sean Conroy.
You probably get that all the time.
Yeah.
Sean Conroy.
Yes.
Sean, we're here at Sheds Direct, and we've got a beautiful shed here. This one is very, very nice. It's... Mm-hmm. quite posh, perhaps not as posh as the one that the OPW built. Tell us about it.
This is a panoramic shed, so it is a steel shed with a window on each side to let the natural light in. It's built to last. You'll get at least 18 years out of this guy here. But the price figure, as you say, is considerably cheaper than what you're looking for.
How much is this one?
So this one, flat packed, is $999. So it's, if you want to build it yourself, you'd be looking at just short of $1,000. And if you want our guys to come and fit it, it starts at $1,349.
Okay, so build it yourself, €1,000, €1,350 roughly, if you supply and fit. How many bicycles could fit in?
I'd say in this one, easily 8, 9, up to 10.
Wow, so really, really good value. We're going to move on to this one here. Yeah. This one's much smaller.
It is.
But good quality.
This is our specific. This is specifically built for bike stores. So this one here has three rails. You can put your bikes on the rails, or you can take it off and have up to 5 bikes in this one. It's a little bit smaller, a bit more, less height in it. And as a result, it'll fit in nice spaces. It won't be an eyesore.
And this bike, steel bike store, is how much?
$389 flat packs, and you're looking at about $515 if you want it supplied and fitted.
So is that $389,000?
No, €389.
Okay, so a big difference between you and Ched's Direct and the OPW.
Exactly, 11%, I think, 0.11%.
Okay, so we're still touring around. This is the big blue shed with no E on blue. Tell us about this one.
So this one sold out. Highly, highly popular. It's a big metal shed. Very, very strongly built. Has a lovely pigeon blue colour. Makes it unusual in the steel range, but very popular. Built-in U-bar for strength. Additional floor frames. This guy is a bit of a brick, but it looks like a very elegant piece.
And this bike shelter here is going supply and fit $1,899 or flat packed $1,349. I'm just going to go inside. So this one's absolutely huge. We could easily get 18 bikes into this.
Oh, easily. This is 10 foot wide, 12 foot deep. I'd say you'd get at least 30 bikes in here, no problem.
30 bikes?
Yeah, easily.
For under €2,000.
And we built this at Dublin Castle recently for Children's Books Ireland. So it's very easily built. You could do it in half the time it took the lads to do
this. And that's a beautiful listed building. And they allowed a shed to be outside, even though it was just temporary. have the Green Party or have government buildings contact you for a shed?
Unfortunately not. We were here. If they want to talk to us, we will talk to them. We'll give them a great price. But at the moment, no, we have not heard from them.
All right. Okay, that's what they had to say about it all at Sheds Direct, Henry. You visited a bike shop, I understand, as well. Now, it is these kind of 18 bicycles that the state is so worried about that they decided to spend €335,000 to keep them dry. How important is it that they get sufficient shelter in our winter months?
Kieran, because I heard you say about, you know, you could actually pay people just to wipe them down. But it's so important for rust, to keep the rust away, especially that so many bikes these days are EV bikes or electric bikes. You've got to keep them dry. And this new system, this new actual facility, they'll still get wet. They will. I visited Specialized on the M7.
Hi, Paddy Behan here. Work with Specialized Ireland out in City West.
So we're here in Brown's Barn in City West in your bicycle store, full of beautiful bikes, racers, mountain bikes, street bikes, you name it. For you, bike shelters, obviously people want to keep their bikes safe, especially some of your lovely bikes that could be, you know, over €1,000.
I actually probably see a lot of the bike shelters as a bit of a token gesture. They're put in just to tick a box, and there's no real thought goes into them, if that makes sense, because when you're living in Ireland, you see the climate we have, the weather we have, bikes have got expensive. This thing, even of a bike for €1,000, is becoming a day of the past. All electric bikes have got a lot more expensive, and people are actually seeing the value in them. So we have to look at storing them correctly and having space for them. And no matter what bike storage you put in, it's smaller than it's going to take up a lot less space in a car park.
What sort of bike shed do you have?
Oh, well, I have the luxury of living quite rural, so I have ample space, and it's a proper shed, locked, safe, and with bike theft now, especially around Dublin, I don't know how anyone sticks it, because you can't, there's no respect for bikes, really.
What do you think of the OPW 336,000 bike shelter?
I wouldn't mind having that money to put it into something like that because, yeah, it sounds a bit madness. I presume it was just an oversight, a mistake by someone. I don't think it was probably any malicious in it, but for what they got for it, I think.
Well, they got really good quality glass. They got granite. There's nice steel. It's a lovely design.
Yeah, it might look the part, but I don't think it is, I don't think it'd have the actual security and the peace of mind for someone that actually owns a bike to actually use it and to have it weather dependent for the Irish climate.
So you think it should have a bit more shelter around it because it is still quite open? It's almost like a bus shelter.
Yeah, it depends what you're catering to. If it's someone just dropping a bike and running into a store for a few minutes, that's a different thing. But if you're expecting people to go to work for the day and use the bike 5 days a week, you need a proper place for it, in, out of the weather, the whole lot, to try and encourage it. Otherwise, what's the point in cycling?
All right, Paddy Bean there from Specialized there in Brown's Barn. People will know it well on the Onase Road. Henry, this bike shed then, back to the matter at hand at government buildings.
Yes.
How impressed, how bowled over were you by it?
Well, to be honest with you, I know this is not a very, you know, nice thing to say, but it's a very popular thing to say, I should say. It is pretty gorgeous. I mean, it's a lovely bike shed. I mean, it's high standard, it's high quality, you know, with big black bits of steel sticking out and glass and granite. And it blends in so well, you would actually miss it. Blinking, you would miss it. And I know it's the same price as a Sinn Féin house, over €300,000. So it's a lot.
Sinn Féin.
It's a lot of money, and there's lots of questions, and you know, people were coming from all over to take a look, members of staff, visitors, you name it. They all wanted to see where's our money going, where's the taxpayers' money going. And yeah, they perhaps got a bit carried away, and yeah, I'm sticking with that. The general election will now be March, not November, but I did get to speak to more people, and I asked them lots and lots of questions about it.
You've come down to have a look. What do you think?
I want to see, actually, with the controversy about how much was spent on it, I expected this magnificent bike shed.
You thought it was going to be like gold or silver?
Not that, as the picture said, and I'm like a bit disappointed. Whoever spent the money should actually ask for it back.
You know? So you saw a meme of a golden type of.
Yes. So I thought, it's like the Taj Mahal here now. So, but unfortunately, no. So I think they need to get their money back for that.
So it looks like a fancy bus shelter. Glass on one side, and then there's glass on top with a stainless steel structure. Mm-hmm. A bit like a sort of mini bandstand.
Very much so. And there's not that many bikes parked there.
Actually, you can take 18.
I'd be interested to know how many actually do cycle to work, other than those in the Green Party.
So let's count the bikes. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bikes. One of the bicycles has room for a child on the back, so perhaps 6 humans.
Maybe, yeah, but to be honest, all jokes aside, it's a scandalous amount of money that was spent on that. Definitely.
We've got a text in, Henry, from William in Donegal. He says, Kieran, this reminds me of the Neil Tobin yarn about the OPW getting quotes to build a public convenience. The Cork builder came back with 3,000 for you, 3,000 for me, etc. So the public, we should say, I don't know who built this bike shed. We're not William in Donegal, nor is the Hard Shoulder suggesting a similar arrangement this time. But it is an eye-watering amount of money. I think that's the point. Somebody else. So the public in most of the country have to stand in the rain waiting for a bus, but a politician's bike needs a cover.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.